Before we get back to the show, I want to tell you about another podcast from our promotional partners at CBC. The 1950s and 1960s saw a wave of radical movements. Recall, How to Start a Revolution explores the rise and fall of the FLQ in Quebec and Canada, a showdown that dissolved into crisis. By October 1970, there were soldiers in the streets, kidnapping, and terror in the headlines. Listen to the stories of that time through the people who lived it. The bomb disposal expert, the survivors, their families, and the radicals themselves. You can listen to Recall on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It has been a long and damaging day along much of the U.S. Gulf Coast, with hundreds of flooded homes, plus broken bridges and rain by the bucketful. Hurricane Sally has weakened since it struck the Alabama-Florida state line before dawn. But major damage is piling up. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
Waves of swollen waters crashed onto southern shores. Hurricane Sally hit the Gulf Coast this morning as a Category 2 storm and is moving forward at a glacial pace. In Mobile, Alabama, winds of up to 105 miles per hour swept through empty streets.
There it goes.
And down trees in backyards near the state border with Florida.
Holy moly.
In Pensacola, Florida, a portion of the massive 3-mile bridge collapsed in the high winds, apparently after a crane crashed onto the roadway.
Pretty windy. It'll blow you over.
Residents like Trent Earhart were left to wade through knee-high water as rainfall reached 20 inches and kept coming. The storm grew rapidly last weekend into hurricane force as it made its way past southern Florida and up the Gulf of Mexico. Climate scientists have found evidence that hurricanes are intensifying more rapidly while producing more rain and stalling, and they've linked those impacts to human-caused climate change. Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center says Sally illustrates the potential damage.
When you get a slow-moving storm, it just compounds the issues. It's longer to be able to put that rain down on the ground, longer to push that storm surge in. So the combination of the rainfall and the storm surge, when it's a slow-moving storm, you just have opportunity to put torrential, dangerous rainfall down on the ground, leading to significant flash flooding. In fact, with tropical systems, historically, 90% of the fatalities in tropical systems is from the water.
Officials in Alabama and Mississippi had urged residents in flood-prone areas to get out. But some ignored the evacuation orders. Park Painter of Fish River says he's endured false alarms before.
A lot of times there's hurricanes and they don't end up hitting as bad as people say they will, so I guess everybody was thinking it's going to be like that again, and then everybody just packed up and left last minute.
The storm's slow speed also made its path less predictable. Meteorologists forecast it would hit Biloxi, Mississippi, but that changed last night, sparing the city. Mayor Andrew Fofo Gillich told the PBS NewsHour he's relieved.
It'll have been right on our throat and you know, right down on our backyard, and we would have a lot of issues, which would include, you know, the down trees, the down power, those even the communications, which is always a big thing. But I ain't relieved that you know, people are back at work this morning.
Hurricane Sally's lashing of the Gulf Coast comes just 3 weeks after Hurricane Laura hit with deadly force. This Atlantic hurricane season has been among the most active on record, with some 20 named systems so far. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.